not going to lie, that is a pretty sharp looking radio. I like that. That other band, that would be a cool one. Not a lot of people go there. Quiet. Don't give anything away. They're listening with bated breath and 1,000 hertz tones. Yeah, so let me tell you a little history of that radio. It doesn't require you to talk if you're white-knuckle driving. It just only requires ears, which is an automatic for most people. The complaints about that radio and change because we put them in the car and it's sunny out and you couldn't see the display. I get that. But it is beautiful to operate from home. I can tell you that. There's some pictures. And then a year or two later, they changed it to just a regular backlit LCD display, which was kind of boring in comparison to all the colors that you see there. And the meters are actually green, and one display is kind of yellow, and the other, the main band, is orange. I actually like the radio. It's very rich in color. I remember when they were new in 88, they were all over the magazines and the catalogs through one of the radio suppliers, and it was just a beautiful radio, although expensive back in the day, about $650 in 1988.